Wow, that is really interesting. If you've been with us this morning, you know that we've been going out to a live feed at one of the platforms out in the Gulf of Mexico, and that because that platform forms a hard substrate, it's become an artificial reef for wildlife in the Gulf. But you need to know that there are a few natural reefs. They form a system known as the Flower Gardens, and I have with me Shelley DuPay, who's with the National Marine Sanctuary Program, and she's going to tell us some things about the Flower Reef Gardens out in the Gulf of Mexico.
Thanks, Ted. It's nice to be here. I did want people to know, if you'll look at your website, you'll see a map, and you can see on there, there are three different banks in the Flower Garden Banks National Marine Sanctuary, the East and West Flower Garden Banks, and then Stetson Bank. These are pretty far offshore. The two Flower Garden Banks are about 115 miles, and Stetson Bank is about 70 miles. If you'll scroll on down the screen, you'll see what the reef ecosystem actually looks like. This is a coral reef. It's a naturally occurring reef, and it supports a wide variety of Caribbean species in the northern Gulf of Mexico. Normally, you would only find these types of species down in the southern parts of Florida, Bahamas, Caribbean, and southern parts of Mexico. So it's really unique for the northern Gulf of Mexico.
Now, Shelley, before we get into looking at some of the specific animals that grow at the Flower Gardens, we have a question from the chat room. Looks like it's a good question for you to answer. And the question is, how long does it take for the Flower Gardens to grow?
Well, the reef portion of the Flower Gardens have been there about 10 to 15,000 years. And you may know that corals are actually animals, and they're colonial, so that many of these little coral polyps all live together in a colony. And each of these colonies at the Flower Gardens will grow about 1 to 2 inches every 2 to 3 years. So they're fairly slow-growing animals. And if we lose them, it takes hundreds of years to replace them. So that's a very good question, and I hope everyone is thinking about that when they're making those little minute impacts that all add up together to impact our reef.
So if a coral grows less than an inch a year, then any one of these animals that we're looking at is several years or more old.
Definitely. They're quite a few years old, and you can even see on this one the different layers where one layer of polyps has died and the next layer has moved in to take over, and it's the skeleton that forms the structure. If you'll look, if we can get a close-up, and you can see the little dots on this animal, there's also a close-up of a live coral on your screen. Each one of these little dots was an animal. This coral here has slightly larger animals, so you can kind of compare the sizes. And this flower coral has even larger individual animals. Each one of these little polyps was an animal. So corals can grow in all different shapes and sizes. And they have living inside of them, this is quite interesting, a type of plant called a zooxanthellae. And this is where they get the majority of their food. These zooxanthellae will use the sunlight to photosynthesize the sugars, which they then share with the coral. And the coral, in turn, uses its respiration waste products, giving it to the zooxanthellae so that they can use that in their photosynthetic process. So it's what we call a mutualistic symbiosis.
They need each other.
They need each other, and they both benefit.
Okay.
Corals, though, also can use their tentacles. If you'll look at that close-up picture on your screen, corals can use their tentacles to grab food from the water also. And this is part of what makes their habitat requirements so unique. They have to have that clear water so that the sunlight can get through to the zooxanthellae. And since the Flower Gardens are about 50 to 60 feet deep, that's a lot of water column for that sunlight to get through. So the water has to be very clear. And if we let our sediment run off into it, it clouds the water and they can't get that necessary sunlight.
Well, real quick, let's take another question. We got a question from DJ, and it's DJ wants to know if there's any research being done at the Flower Gardens.
There is a lot of research going on at the Flower Gardens. We have some genetic studies going on. We'd like to know if the Flower Gardens are related to any of the Mexican reefs. So there are some genetic studies going on. We have some annual monitoring to make sure the reef is staying healthy. We have some fish population studies, and we actually, volunteers can help us with those by helping us count the different species of fish and making sure that they're staying healthy.
I ask one more question real quick, and that is, you're 70 to 115 miles out in the Gulf. Do you see any evidence of what people are doing to the waterways at that far out?
We don't see as much evidence to flower gardens as you would on nearshore reefs, but there are things like anchor damage from boats or towing cable from large shipping concerns going through. So there's a little, but not as many as you would see in the Caribbean reefs.
Well, Shelley, that's real interesting, and we sure appreciate it. We've looked at several different ways to get in the water today, wading in the water, diving on the water, but we're going to talk for just a minute about a way that the rest of us can get into the water and maybe get a little bit closer to some of these resources we've been talking about. And with this, I'm going to turn it over to Chuck.